Hello everyone, it's Saturday afternoon, the 22nd of November, and I'm at King's College Hospital. I've come today, just had a heart scan, which is part of the workup for my kidney transplant. It's the final test I have to undergo to ensure that I'm fit to go through surgery. So I've come on my own with Niall because Obi's working today and just waiting to go home now. But I just really wanted to talk about quite an upsetting experience which happened to me when I arrived here. I was picked up by hospital transport at 11:30. It's not that far, really, in terms of miles and as the crow flies, but the traffic was terrible, and we got here with 5 minutes to spare, and we had to park the vehicle, and the driver escorted me upstairs because, well, not upstairs, up in the lift, because it's not a part of the hospital I'm familiar with, so I didn't know where to go, and I was rushing for time because I didn't want to be coming all the way here and then them saying, sorry, you're late, we can't see you. So I booked in at reception, and I needed to use the toilet, needed to do a wee, and I knew there was one in the corridor somewhere because I heard somebody flushing it as I passed. So the driver kindly escorted me round to find it. Things are a bit different because it's a Saturday, there's not many people about, and usually the driver just leaves you downstairs in the departure area, but I think on the Saturday they have to escort you to the department to make sure you get there okay. And instead of waiting downstairs for them to pick me up, now I'm waiting upstairs because I think that's what they do at the weekends. So he was guiding me because I didn't know quite where to go to show me where the toilet was. We probably by this stage had about a minute before I might be called. I did not want to have to stop. I needed to go to the toilet and get back to be ready to be called. And I was feeling a little bit stressed and a bit anxious. And this woman came up behind me, and given that Niall obviously had his harness on and please do not distract me sign on the handle, and she said, can I stroke your dog just quickly? And I said, no, I'm really sorry, because I was, you know, feeling stressed. I needed to get to the toilet in a hurry. I needed to be back in my place to be called. And surely I do have the right to say no. But she took real umbrage over it. She said, oh, sorry. Well, I will never donate to Guide Dogs for the Blind again with people like you. And I didn't say anything. When she walked off, I did say, you stupid old cow. And the driver was actually quite horrified. not at me. At her taking exception to me just politely saying, no, sorry. Surely I've got the right to say that. I mean, what is wrong with these people? And actually, it really upset me. I was almost in tears because I don't like to fall foul of people like that. Especially, you know, I was already feeling a bit anxious and, you know, I could really have done without it. Anyway, that's just, I'm just coming on here to have a bit of a whinge about it because it's unacceptable that I should have someone being so rude. The driver said she was, you know, he couldn't get over how rude she was. There's no need to be rude like that. Just because I said no. You know, she's an adult. She was older than me. You don't act like a spoilt child when you can't get your own way. You know what I mean? There's no need to be so nasty, so rude and so spiteful. And as I say, it really upset me because I hadn't done anything to deserve that. And you know, I'm not here for her convenience. My dog is not here for her convenience. He's here for mine. And at the end of the day, I pick and choose if someone says hello to him or not. It depends on my circumstances. If she came up to me while I'm sitting here and asked me, I would say yes. The lady who did my scan asked me in the office if she could make a fuss of him when we'd finished, and I said yes. There was no problem with that. But not when I'm walking along in a hurry. Obviously, she must have seen me just getting here, booking in, and etc. Or she probably did. And you know, it's just uncalled for. And, well, I'm not sure what we can do about this kind of thing, because it's something we have to put up with, I suppose, but I don't really feel that we should have to. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. Bye for now.